With or without you, that's you two on Nova 103.5. It is getting closer and closer. Vintook is getting more and more excited. Spookforth will be performing on Saturday, but there's been a slight change. They're not going to be performing at the Hage Geingob Stadium as had been planned. They will now be performing at the Vintook High School VRS School Hall. Why did I almost say Town Hall? But a similar size, I suppose, if you go to some towns. I've got Elizabeth Ron from the Netwerk vir Afrikaans in the studio with me. Goeiemôre.
Môre, baie dankie dat jy kan wees. Net sê ek is van Vintook Woordfees.
Okay, van Vintook Woordfees hierdie keer. Okay. So sê vir ons, hoekom die verandering?
Met al hierdie reën het ons nou al gesien hoe staan almal kaal voet op haar gras by Hage Geingob met die modder wat tussen jou tone deurpeel. So ons het die kans gesien daarvoor hè. En ons was bang hulle kan dalk optree nie met want daar word nog reën voorspel vir die naweek. So ons het nou maar die weervoorspellings dopgehou en hulle is nou ons dink dit is maar die veiligste en die beste opsie om binneshuis op te tree. En ek moet ek sê Spoegwolf self is bitterlik opgewonde daaroor dat hulle in 'n saal kan optree.
Okay.
Dit lyk my dit is maar hulle ding wat hulle doen en as jy hulle volg baie plekke in as hulle oor see optree en so is alles binneshuis. So dit is 'n absolute maalmal atmosfeer.
Mm.
So dit is nou daai getting up close and personal.
So instead of Woodstock at the Hage Geingob Stadium, you get to have a nice close and personal experience with Spoegwolf at the VRS school hall. Elizabeth, just remind us again when is it all happening? What times, where can people still, are there still tickets available?
There are tickets available at etickets.com.na and we've also got a special promotion running. If you buy 5 tickets, you get 1 free. So it's 6 tickets for $1,750, which is a bargain. So get a few, 3 couples together and you will have a party and save money. So there's also, it's on Saturday, the 5th of April. Gates open at 5. And the pre-shows start at 18:30. There's the band project. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of young people. Rias Oberholzer might be well known for his beard and his music. But he's taken a bunch of kids and preparing them for being in a band and what it's like to. So it's their first performance.
Oh, awesome.
So please come and support these kids. Then there's Patricia at 7. HB Music, this guy is amazing. He's an Afrikaans rapper, mm-hmm. but with the nicest lyrics and, really great vibe. Lynn Marie is well known in Namibia as well. And then at 2030, Raas in Afrikaans.
Hmm.
So Afrikaans is turning 100 years old this year as well. So we need to make a noise about that as well.
Explain that one to us quickly, because we were debating that. Afrikaans only being 100 years old?
As official language in South Africa.
Okay. All right. Because there are people were saying, like, I'm sure my Opa Grootjie, however many generations back, spoke Afrikaans. Okay, so as an officially recognized.
Yes. And it's actually a South African project. So it's turning 100 years as an official language in South Africa. So we decided, well, we can just piggyback on whatever they do, because we are proud of our language as well. So we want to make sure that we make a noise as well in Namibia, because there are so many Afrikaans speaking people here. So we are part of that Afrikaans 100.
Okay. Speaking of that and Afrikaans in general, vertel ons miskien 'n bietjie meer oor die Afrikaans die woordfees. Wat is dit? Wat alles I've lost
Bales.
It now. What does it entail? There we go.
Bales,
there we go.
Die FNB Vintook Woordfees het begin in 2013 en is gestig deur Dr. Krishna Bekemeer en oorlede Ronel Rademeier wat almal ken as die koerantvrou. So hulle het begin om kwaliteit produksies na Namibië te bring. So ons fokus regtig daarop nog steeds en dit is die visie wat ons behou. Ons wil goeie produksies na Namibië bring. So musiek, teater, skrywers, dit is waarop ons fokus sodat ons plaaslike plaaslike mense kan blootstelling gee aan behoorlike kwaliteit produksies. Soos theater byvoorbeeld, ons het Amanda Strydom nou hierso gehad en yes, dit was 'n absolute ongelooflike vertoning. So en daar was 'n paar studente wat Afrikaans studeer by UNAM wat dit bygewoon het, wat nooit die geleentheid sou gehad het om so iets in theater te sien, ja, daai tipe kwaliteit nie. So ons het ook besluit, ons doen nie 'n fees soos byvoorbeeld KKNK, ons doen net nie sê maar 'n week of 'n naweek fees nie, want mense kan eenvoudig nie meer bekostig om soveel kaartjies op een slag te koop.
Yeah.
So ons hou fees dwars deur die jaar. So dit is nou, kom ons 'n maand gelede het ons van Amanda gehad, nou Spoegwolf, en dan volgende kyk ons nou dalk na 'n skrywer wat ons inbring, iemand soos Dana Snyman wat al aangedui het dat hy dalk sal wou kom.
That would be nice.
Ja, nee. Ja, so dit is maar waarop ons fokus en ja, wat ons probeer doen vir Namibiërs, en dan probeer ons ook opheffing doen van plaaslike talent om soos hierdie die band om seker te maak dat ons ons skrywers en ons talent of ja, ons plaaslike talent ophef na beter vlakke. So
And I mean, apart from trying to cover so many different, like you're saying, theater and writing and music, I assume some of the idea maybe behind bringing a band like Spoegwolf in is to, you know, also get the youth to sort of be encouraged to embrace their language and celebrate their language.
Absolutely. Ja, want ons wil nie net op 'n klomp ou tannies op 'n komitee wees nie. Ek ag myself natuurlik nie deel daarvan nie. Maar nee, ek sport sommer, maar dit is belangrik dat ons die jeug inbring het en vir hulle te wys hoe cool kan Afrikaans wees met die beste rockband in Suid-Afrika of Afrikaanse rockband in Suid-Afrika, Spoegwolf. So ja, dit is maar hoekom ons besluit het om hulle weer te bring. Ons het hulle in 2022 ook gebring en ja, dit was fantasties. So, ons het besluit om, kom ons doen dit weer. So, ons kyk ook nie, ons gaan nie somme erg kommersiële kunstenaars inbring, he. So, ons kyk nou mense wat rarig, ek sal nie sê alternatiewe Afrikaans netwendig nie, maar wat goeie lirieke het.
So, storytellers.
Ja, wat dieper gaan as nie die oppervlakkige.
Well, there you go. If you were worried, if it was the weather that was putting you off, don't worry, it has been moved. You don't have to go and experience Woodstock. Instead, you can go and experience a really amazing, intimate showing in the VIS School Hall. Elizabeth, as she was saying, you know, Spoegwolf themselves are excited about the fact that it's in a hall now as well, because it gives them more of the sort of feeling that they're going for. Get your tickets, myeticket.na or .co.na, I can't remember now exactly. I do have that information. Let me check. Kry jou kaartjies by eticket.my.na, eticket.my.na. You can get more information on our Facebook page as well as on our website. Get your tickets for Spoegwolf in Windhoek by die VIS School Saal. Got it right?
Perfect.
Dankie, Lesma.
Baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Waardeer julle ondersteuning baie.